from stpetecatalyst.com.
Friday, June 5th. This is episode 60 of Chamber Insights into the Economic Impact of the Coronavirus. And joining me, as for the first 59 episodes, is Chris Seiniger. Welcome, sir. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Joe. It is Friday. It's a big Friday for St. Petersburg and for Florida. And so I really want to get right into it. You know, if you haven't paid attention, there's a lot of things going on. We're going to get to our guest today, but I just want to kind of run down if you missed any of your social media feeds or the media feeds. A couple great things. The Downtown Loopers started again today. So if you want a free ride around downtown from our Innovation District all the way down to the Chamber Building and down by the pier, please take advantage of that. For those of you who rely on PSTA or want to rely on PSTA, they've extended their services now again as well for a lot of their routes. Not all of them, but many of their routes are back running at a better pace, which we are really worried about to get people back to work. We also have phase two starting today, Joe. And how about if I just grab the screen really quickly? I just want to show you guys what that means, just so that we understand what phase two really is. All right, I'm going to go through this really quick, but what people need to understand is today these are the new rules for Florida, and except for Miami and Broward and Palm Beach, which their numbers are still just too hard to move forward on. What I really want to make sure everybody understands is we've got to keep those who have medical conditions, because that's who's passing away from this. If you have underlying medical conditions, you need to still remain and measure, take every measure you can to limit the exposure to this virus. They're asking that all individuals with long-term care facilities are tested on a routine basis. And now we're up to 50 people can congregate, Joe. So we are getting to the next part of this. You see that restaurants may allow bar top seating. Bars and pubs are operating at 50% capacity inside and full outside. So that's brand new. The retail establishments can go to 100% with the right kind of protocols. Gyms can operate at full capacity now. Entertainment, like movie theaters, can be back open. Bowling alleys, your favorite auditorium, concert houses can still have 50, you know, can have 50% capacity as long as it's 50 people. So we have new things opening up. The dog tracks can open back up if it's submitted its plan. And personal services, now tattoo parlors and acupuncture, which had been held back a little bit, have got the green light as well. So there is a lot of our community that is open again. So I just wanted to remind people that there's going to be a lot more activity on the streets. There's a lot more resources for people who are looking for them. So then before I get in our guest, I want to do one other thing, which is just make sure that, hold on a second, that we talk about the numbers again, because they haven't changed. And I want to make sure that I show you those. But give me one more second, Joe, and I'll bring up those.
And as you pull those up, a reminder that the service professionals, while it's amazing that they're getting back to work, 50% capacity means 50% of tips and 50% of their income. So if you've saved money as a consumer of those services over the last few months by not going out, I encourage you to be a little extra generous in tipping, just because they are still only, 50% of their patronage is that does translate to 50%.
Wow, what a great suggestion. And I think I'd love to make sure everybody echoes that, is tip your waiters and waitresses as well, because it's still going to be hard for everybody. So Joe, let me get this full screen for you guys, because I don't want to be a bummer on this, but I'm still seeing the numbers go up. In fact, yesterday, you can see this is the number of average new cases per day. We know this goes on a weekly basis. Both of these are red. We want those green, but look at the number behind it. So, we went up again. This is that average daily cases. So this, I just put it in for the last 2 weeks just to show you all. We have been around 20 this whole time. The high point back in April 11th was 24. So we are not out of the woods of this, and we're still getting a lot more people. And this is what freaked me out this morning when I woke up, is like 59 number of positives and a 4.5%. That number, we have not seen a 4.5% in a long, long time. We were closed last time we saw 4.5%, Joe. So I know there's a lot of negatives, and I understand there might have been another facility that might have had a lot of these, but you do not want to post these numbers. If we keep posting these numbers, we are heading in the wrong direction. So I caution everybody to say that we every safety precaution still needs to be taken. The good news, though, because I don't want to freak everybody out too bad, is our hospital beds actually, we freed up a few hospital beds overnight. So the people that are testing positive aren't necessarily in critical condition is what that tells me. And they're not filling our hospital beds. So they're receiving the positive case, but they're not showing up in our hospital system just yet. So we're going to watch that, because that will be, as you heard from Dr. Cho, the reason we don't keep running our businesses is if we don't have hospital beds. So we are watching these daily and just hoping that everybody stays safe and wears that flocking mask. All right. So I'm working on that, Joe, but I'm also just, you know, you and I talked yesterday about the equity conference and how important it was, just meaningful for everybody who has participated in it. And so I want to just keep on that trend. But part of that, what I heard about was the Green Book of Tampa Bay. And I want to just bring some sunshine to that subject. So let's bring in Hillary and Joshua, who have created that for us.
Hey,
and
folks.
Here they come now. Welcome.
Hello.
All right. Yeah, Joshua and Hillary, I just started to mention about the Green Book at Tampa Bay. I haven't told anybody anything about it yet or about you all, but so let's just start by introducing ourselves. Hillary, if you can just start just telling people a little bit about yourself, and then Joshua, just so we know who we're talking to today.
All right, I'm Hillary Van Dyke, co-founder of the Green Book of Tampa Bay, which you can find at greenbooktampabay.org. I also work for the school district as the Senior Professional Development Coordinator for Equity, and am involved in a lot of other things.
Thank you, Hillary. Joshua?
Yeah, my name is Joshua Bean. I am also a co-founder of Green Book of Tampa Bay and a prevention specialist with Pinellas County Schools.
Good deal. So you guys obviously must work together in some manner. How has the last 90 days of just being in the school system affected you guys? Like, what have you seen? What have you witnessed? And Hillary, you can start, and then I'll go to Josh.
So I'm a trainer. Most of what I do is professional development. And so the main shift in my work has been that all of the training is virtual now. So just trying to learn how to, I really believe in very engaging presentations with a lot of group work, making it participant-centered. And so trying to keep that same energy virtually has been really fun to try to figure out. And then, of course, so many meetings, and now just all of those meetings are virtual. And it's funny how at the beginning, people were, you know, cameras on, nice shirt, and by the end, cameras off.
People are shoving their face with stuff.
It doesn't matter. Right. No faces.
Kids in the background.
Yes. Josh, a little bit from you, just the experience itself.
A lot of the same. Like, I'm in kind of a professional development aspect as well. So rolling over all our like in-person trainings to virtual. So it's been a little stressful, but I'm careful not to complain because we're both still employed. And I realize that's not the case for so many people in our community. So.
Do either of you have a sense of like when you guys will actually not have to work from your homes, or do you guys feel like you're doing it and you're going to stay in that position? Have you guys talked about that just as professionals?
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet. Yeah. I think that's what, you know, we've talked a little, we've had a couple of sessions on just returning to office. And I think a lot of people are in that situation and we're getting things done, probably working harder, doing it like you mentioned. So, I was just curious on that. So, Green Book of Tampa Bay, Hillary, explain what it is if for folks who haven't even visited yet.
So the Green Book of Tampa Bay started about 15 months ago, as a website that Josh and I put together. We wanted people to have a quick place to find a Black-owned business and be intentional about spending their money at a Black-owned business. And so the original format, you click restaurants and it'd be a list of restaurants, or lawyers and it'd be a list of lawyers. And one community, St. Pete's, in this Together program wanted to make sure that there was a directory of Black-owned businesses in St. Pete. And through that work, they found out about us and wanted to help us make our site more user-friendly. And so they put us with a web developer, and together we migrated all of the stuff from the original, so like 200-some businesses, over into this directory format. And so if you go to greenbooktampabay.org, you just type in whatever you want. If you want barbecue, yoga, security guard, whatever you want. You just search it and it shows you everything that is there. And then if you're a business owner, if you're a Black-owned business, you can actually add your own listing now, which is a great, great feature. So we don't have to hand enter everything anymore. And they just click add listing and put their listing on there. Or if you have attended a restaurant and you realize it's not on the green book, you as a user can just add it as well. And then the business owners can come through later and claim it as their own listing, so then they can manage it and edit it.
Gotcha. And so, Joe, I might ask you if you can bring it up just so we can show a little bit of it. But Josh, you know, the quick part that I missed is like, you know, so you guys said you thought you should do it, but what was going on that you guys were even talking about it? As you guys are school folks, you help us get better educators and smarter educators. So now you're helping businesses grow. What was going on in your all's conversations?
Well, you know, but before we were the district office, you know, we did work at schools. And no, I feel like working with young people, you kind of really get a pulse of what's going on in the community. And it kind of started from there. And then the episode of, there was a rapper activist named Killer Mike. He had a show on Netflix called Trigger Warning. And episode one was called Living Black. And he tried to go, maybe 3 days of just supporting himself and living off a Black-owned whatever. Like, he couldn't brush his teeth unless it was Black-owned toothpaste. Couldn't stay at a hotel if it was Black-owned. Couldn't take a charter bus. And just showed the kind of struggles of that. Even Atlanta has a really a lot of prominent, you know, Black-owned businesses in that area. He was struggling. And we just was like, wow. And then we kind of were just Hillary teaching history in the community. And we're like, the Green Book, which is a nod to the Green Book Motorist Guide. And we just were like, Green Book of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay needs its own Green Book, and kind of putting our own spin on it. And that's kind of really how it started, really wanting to not only improve the circulation of Black dollars in the Black community, but circulation of dollars of people look like me as a white male, just really wanting other people to invest in the Black community as well.
That's beautiful. And, you know, it's not just St. Pete businesses too, right? I mean, like, you guys Correct. Are going big on this. I think it's got at least Hillsborough and Pinellas. I saw businesses Yes. from both. And so what I want to encourage, if you're a business, you know, what we hear now is it's open to you. You can simply click on and get yourself listed or claim your business. So thank you all for allowing others to do it as well.
And Chris, if I could say like one more thing, while probably about 98% of our listings are businesses, we also promote nonprofits, historical and cultural sites. So we encourage people, if maybe they're not comfortable going to a business, to kind of educate themselves and visit like the Carter G. Woodson in St. Pete, or the African American Heritage Trail. There's the Curtis Museum in Clearwater. Perry Harvey Senior Park is amazing in Tampa. Like, I lived in Tampa for 10 years, never knew about it. I went to visit it and do some research because of our site. It's a park with a lot of history, very well done. So there's ways to kind of get out there, get in the community, breathe some fresh air, and learn about history.
I noticed there's a few things on there, as well as you have some news, you have some resources for small businesses, you have a blog. So do you have kind of a vision for where you want to go to expand it beyond the listings?
The vision is to be Green Book Florida for sure. Especially just the way the site works, like, anyone can add their listings, so it's easy enough. And then one of the tabs up there is resources for small businesses. So that's a place for any of the businesses that are listed to go and learn more about ways that the community is here to support them. We also are going to be adding a job board feature to it, so that businesses can list when they need to hire people. And then we have some other ideas for some stuff, but I don't necessarily want to talk about those yet because we've got to make them happen. But we have a lot of cool ideas for how to keep helping our... Everything we do is just about supporting these businesses. And if it means that we become a hub for people to go find the businesses, or become a hub for businesses to find what they need, then that's what we're going to do. And the big, big thing is, we really, to whatever extent possible, want this to be a free service for businesses. And so that's kind of, that's the vision, but at the same time, it costs money to run the site. And so there are some people, like you can do a free listing or you can do a basic or a premium listing, and each listing just kind of has like a higher up where you get more out of the listing. But it's still, even with the free package, like everything, I feel like almost everything you need is on the free, but there's also some cool features in basic and premium, like frequently asked questions, ability to list your menu and video. And so, yeah, I think that's it. I'm sure there's more, but right now we're way over our heads with just like doing these interviews with people. And then we really appreciate, like with St. Pete Catalyst, when they let us review things, just because the reason that the Green Book is so popular right now is very depressing. And we want to be excited, right, about the fact that last week we had 500 followers and today we have like 2,500 followers on Instagram. Like, that's crazy, especially over the course of a week. But we also understand that the impetus for this interest in supporting Black-owned business was people watching George Floyd's murder. And so we want to make sure we're using this time to help people create the habit of intentionally supporting Black-owned businesses, so that when this news cycle dies down, that the interest is still there in helping everybody in your community do better.
Yeah, I love that point. That's something we've been thinking a lot about in the series that we're planning, is that we don't want to make this just a news cycle thing. I'm really happy you mentioned that. And you know what we're doing, I'm as I've said on previous shows, is that I'm a believer we're really the sum of our inputs. And I look at inputs from a supply side and a demand side, being in the media business, and we really need the more we're sharing and combining our voices and we have a section called The Hustle, which is a great free resource for small businesses. Any small business can put their business on there, and it goes out to our subscriber base and goes on our website. And I'm not satisfied with the diversity that's in The Hustle, so we're going to go out and work to get more diversity, because I think when you see a Black-owned coffee shop or a Latino-owned clothing shop, some percentage of the white audience that watches us is going to go visit it. And some percentage of those are going to make connections there. And those conversations really at the grassroots level are so important in combining our inputs. And on the supply side, encouraging anybody I can to, go check out the Weekly Challenger, go check out Green Book, to really, try to diversify the way you're getting your media. So yeah, that's so important to just, not make it a news cycle and keep moving forward in a sustainable way.
Yeah. And I would add to that. I think you guys have created something for the business community, but I think you've created something much more than that. And I appreciate, Hillary, your words that it's sad that it's now that it has to be that attention. But I want to be optimistic too, and I somewhat am, just because I really believe you guys were guided to be here right now for that and be up and running rather than trying to figure it out. So I'm a little more on the. There's a divine thing here. You guys had a conversation to gear us up so that we were coming out of the market. I don't know other markets if they're doing this, but you are launched in a time when we need to be launched. You're not thinking about it, talking about it, listening what needs to be done. You're already in the market with what you're doing. And now we have a community that's going to willing to just make sure that it becomes how we do things. And that's the best part. So I appreciate the courage.
Yeah, so it's funny. I was having a conversation with Beatrice this morning. She told me to tell you hello, by the way, over at the Deuces Live, and just talking about whether it's divine intervention and happening together and so many people being a part of that. And sometimes the conception is that, people in the community don't work together, but we are a prime example of collaboration and how people with the same vested interest can come together and really make something special happen. So we're forever grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, that's the St. Pete way, and we'll get there, but we're not there, but we'll get there, because there's enough of us having these kind of conversations, but also being guided divinely. Like, literally, there's no way that 15 months ago you guys could have predicted what was going on. Maybe you could.
Yeah. The thing about that site reboot, that's like, if any of this had happened just a week or two earlier, it just wouldn't. I don't think we would have gotten the same reaction, because the user experience on our blog was like, you could find places, but you'd have to kind of look through, then go to Google Maps and do all that work.
Have to manually enter stuff, we would not have been able to keep up with the track at all.
Like, not at all. And so we're just so thankful to Beatrice for connecting us to Gypsy Gallardo, and really what they did for us was a huge blessing.
Well, last thing, and one thing Gypsy told me and always stuck in my head is she said, teamwork makes the dream work, and that is so true.
Yeah. Right on, right on. Well, you guys are, and you have, and you should be proud of yourselves. I know it's hard because we can't feel excited right now, but you should be, because you have helped our community go forward in a time when we're paralyzed, and maybe that's okay to be paralyzed, but you guys have given us something to grab onto and something to cheer for and something to encourage others to be part of. So that's what we're doing together. And I appreciate you coming on today. I know how busy you are and how we had to squeeze this in, but thank you all, and count on the chamber and the catalyst to make sure that's wildly successful. Okay.
From stpetecatalyst.com.